Hello, good morning, and welcome to our online service of worship on this, the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Just an update on Matthew. I expect you know that he had his operation last week and he's now recovering at home. We wish him a speedy recovery. Let us pray. Lord, among the busyness and bustle of the world, make us to be still and attentive to your presence. Keep our ears open to your call. Keep our hearts open to your love. Make our minds sensitive to your coming, that we may ever rejoice that we dwell in you and you are in us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Let us humbly confess our sins to God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
One desire is is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be
Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And the collect for today, the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who were called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one, and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him both of us have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from Mark, chapter 6, beginning at verse 30. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The apostles returned from their mission. They gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring their sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are pleased to welcome back this morning our newly ordained curate from Aberaeron, Heilwyn Evans, who is our guest speaker this morning.
Bore da, a croeso cynnes I chi gyd. Good morning and a very warm welcome to you all. Let us begin in prayer. Enable us, Father God, to respond to the grace of your word with humility of heart and in the spirit of love, that our lives may be conformed more and more to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today we look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, and then verses 53 to 56. And we certainly get the sense that there is a lot going on. The apostles of Jesus had come back from an independent mission and are eager to tell Jesus all about it. But then, because so many people were coming and going, they didn't even have a chance to eat. Crowds of people seen where Jesus and his apostles were going ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Later, even more people recognized Jesus, and they ran throughout the whole region and carried those who were ill to him to be healed. The hustle and bustle of the crowds are understandable. Jesus is a celebrity. He is at the height of his popularity. They want to hear him, learn from him. People want to be near him. They want to be healed. And it seems that they will go to any lengths to achieve that, their search of teaching and healing. Is that something we can say of the church? Can we say that of ourselves? Do we run after Jesus? Today's reading suggests that if the church is to be truly Christ-centered in every aspect of its life, it will have at least two vital attributes. It will be a compassionate church, and it will be a healing church. We see this in verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. The people who flock around Jesus have come to learn or to be healed, but without any idea that what Jesus is offering has more long-term consequences than either of those things. They were leaderless. They were invasive. Jesus summons the apostles away from the pursuit of the crowd to be with him in rest and solitude. But the crowd anticipates their retreat and arrived first. Even so, he had compassion on them and wanted to teach them. The second attribute is found in verse 56. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This reminds me of the passage in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, where Jesus heals the woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She trusted. She knew that all she needed to do was to touch his healing wings, only the edge of his cloak, and she would be healed. In today's passage, people in their desperation swarm to Jesus from town and countryside, begging to let Jesus let them touch the fringes of his robe even, as some translations put it. She and they had complete faith in Jesus. They placed their hope in God's promises and character. However, neither of these attributes, compassion and healing, can be accomplished without first the church and we ourselves being at rest. It is not only the crowd who are busy rushing around, the apostles are too, coming and going, not even having the time to sit, sleep and eat properly. This is something all of us can relate to, I'm sure. I don't have time to sit. I don't have time to come visit you. I don't have time to pray even. The point is here is that this is not what Jesus wants of us. He doesn't want us to be busy, overwhelmed and rushing. This is something I mentioned last week, the importance of being rested to recognize our position in Christ. Jesus tells his apostles in verse 31, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Jesus sees that his apostles are weary after their busy mission tour and invites them to a place of solitude where they can rest. Coming from a place of rest will enable us to be a compassionate and healing church. This emphasizes on the importance of keeping the Sabbath holy. The Hebrew word for Sabbath is Shabbat, and it simply means stop. You keep the Sabbath because it is a part of the God-given rhythm of creation. However, God knows that this is not easy. Even in today's reading, Jesus' plan for the apostles to come away and rest was prevented because they were recognized and followed by the crowds. Their plans to take a good rest after an exhausting piece of work was forced to be changed. A church and people who practices compassion and healing will find that their work will never be finished. Rather, it is about finding the right balance between rest and fullness of life, the right kind of activity, a lifestyle that contributes to the kingdom work of God. Discipleship must be a balance of service with time for physical and spiritual renewal. And Sabbath is not only about rest, but also about restoration. Not of restoring the past, but of the future. Jesus wanted to restore people's future, to give a future to those who felt they had nothing to look forward to. His ministry of compassion and healing was all about restoring the future. A community of Christians who have the energy and vision to engage in Jesus' ministry of compassion and healing can still change our world. It begins by recognizing our own need for stillness, our own need to be restored in body, mind, and spirit, to Sabbath. These two passages speak to us on two different levels. Firstly, we have felt like the apostles must have felt, hurried, tired, and overwhelmed. And secondly, we have felt like the people, the frantic crowds who came to Jesus, wanting to hear his words, his teaching, in need of Jesus' healing touch. And one of the wonderful things we learn here is the assurance of Jesus' untiring goodness. He never tires, always willing to obey the Father's will, always knowing what we need before we know it ourselves. And in this passage, Jesus is inviting us to come away and rest in him. And so we invite God to meet us, to restore us by his power. The church and each of us as individuals need God's ministry. We need Jesus' healing and compassion. And when we have received, coming from a place of rest, we can then better minister to others and better able to run towards Jesus. Let us end in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing compassion and healing. I pray that we would know what it means to come away with you and rest, to accept your blessed invitation, that even amongst the fullness of life, Holy Spirit, enable us to find a blissful balance that we would better be able to serve God. In the name of Jesus, Amen.
We say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our third hymn today is the hymn Colours of Day, Dawn into the Mind. The sun has come up, the night is behind.
Colours of day dawn into the mind, the sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city and into the street, and let's give a message to the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn, open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his Spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. Go through the park on into the town. The sun still shines on, it never goes down. The light of the world is risen again. The people of darkness are needing a friend. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his Spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. Look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears. But Jesus is living, his Spirit is near. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his Spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his Spirit and let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus to let his love show.
Our intercessions today were originally supposed to be read by my mother, Jane, but she's been unexpectedly called away to Birmingham, so I'll have to do. When I say, Lord, hear us, please respond, Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God Almighty, rule in our hearts, direct our decisions, guide our actions, let your kingdom grow in us, that we may live and work to your praise and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. As we rejoice in the Gospel, we pray for all who spread the good news, for evangelists and preachers, for Sunday school teachers, for all the laity in their sharing of the faith. We pray for all who produce Bibles and those who help us to understand your holy word. Lord, may your church grow in holiness, in outreach and in number. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We give thanks for the written and spoken word. We pray for publishers and broadcasters, for politicians and leaders of nations. We pray for those who, through meetings, influence our lives, for all who make decisions about our world and our future. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We remember with affection all who have helped us to grow, physically, mentally, or spiritually. We pray for teachers who have taught us, for churches that have enriched us, for loved ones who have sustained us. We pray for all whose growth is stunted, for all who lack love or attention, for all who suffer from neglect or abuse. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Loving Father, sustain all whom the world has hurt, those whose lives are denied natural growth, who suffer from poverty, oppression, or circumstance. We remember all who are frustrated by weakness, sickness, or any other disability, for friends and loved ones in need. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Blessed are you, Lord God, for you give us the victory. We give you thanks for all who are in sorrow and pain no more, all who have triumphed over death and the grave and are in life eternal. We pray for loved ones departed. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
And our final hymn today is Shine, Jesus, Shine. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine on me.
Shine on.
And we finish with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.